Hello and welcome to Tech Access Democast, RS Games. Hi everyone and welcome to this Democast. This is Erin and I'm going to be demonstrating and talking about RS Games today. I'm going to be playing a game with a couple of Tech Access Weekly listeners who have agreed to be part of this demonstration. We don't have voice chat. RS Games does not support voice chat on their servers, and so I will be interacting with these players through the private message feature that RS Games has. Let's talk a little bit about RS Games first. RS Games is an accessible gaming platform for Windows, Linux, and Mac. It has clients for all three, and it also has a web interface that you can use to play the games on the website. You can get to the website itself by going to rsgames.org. I am at the homepage right now, so I'm going to go to the top of the page and kind of read what's on the page. What are the headings on the page?
Quick links heading level 2.
You've got some quick links.
Connect with us heading level 2.
Connect with us.
Welcome to RS Games heading level 1.
Welcome.
Latest news. New version of RS Games client for Mac posted heading level 2.
July
5th, 2012 heading level 2. Wrapping to top. Quick links heading level 2.
Okay, so those are the main headings.
RS Games, link home, visited, link products, visited, link scoreboards, link news, link RS Games blog, visited, link FAQ, link support, visited, link about us.
So there are some links there to get to things quickly.
RS Games homepage. Link home. Visited link products.
Products will take you to a list of the games and the documentation.
Visited link scoreboards.
Some games have scoreboards associated with them, so you can look to scores that have been posted on the internet and see what they are that people have posted.
Link news.
News for the games. There is some main news here on the home page, but if you want more detailed news from further back than the past month or so, you can go under there.
Link RS Games blog.
You can go to the blog.
Visited link FAQ.
The FAQ page. I won't really go into there because it's going to... there's just some basic questions.
Link support.
Support. You can go and email if you've got problems.
Visited link about us.
About. The RS Games about page is interesting. It traces the development of the concept and the server and the folks who are involved in it.
Link. Heading level 2 quick links. Link download the RS Games client.
Download the RS Games client. This is where you download the version that you want for Linux or Windows or Mac.
Visited link play using the RS Games web client in a web browser.
You can play using the RS Games client in a web browser. I won't show you that, but it's kind of interesting. You go in the web browser. You can use Internet Explorer or Firefox or I think Safari, and the gameplay is facilitated by buttons and the areas of the game, such as areas for messages and area for the actual gameplay, are separated by headings.
Link manage your RS Games account or reset your password.
This is where you can manage your account or reset your password. You can create an account here, I think, and also change your account settings. You can also create a username and password when you launch the client for the first time.
Heading level 2, connect with us. Link, follow us on Twitter.
Follow on Twitter. The username is RS_games.
Link, like us on Facebook.
You can like the Facebook page.
Heading level 1, welcome to RS Games. Graphic RS Link. Welcome to the main website of RS Games. We specialize in the development of, we believe that it is possible. RS Games is in need of your help. Link,
click. Okay. You can help RS Games in a couple of ways. You can pay to have advertisements of your products put up there. I think there is a fee, but you can advertise your own products and help them out with money at the same time. Or you can donate. And they even would like some volunteer help. For instance, if they're developing new games, pretty much all the sounds that they use are provided by users, free sound effects for their games.
July 15th, 2012, we have posted a new version of the RS Games client.
And here's
for Mac.
Some
Mac
news.
Mac users will need to download the new version to continue playing. We sincerely apologize for the delay in releasing a fix for our Mac users, but technical difficulties prevented us from building the new version sooner. Link download the new...
RS Games, the client was recently updated at the beginning of July, and the Windows update worked just fine, and the Mac update had some problems. And I'm not sure if they finished the Linux update. They were working on it at the time that this was released, but this is the latest news that is put on the website.
Links list dialog. Download the RS Games client.
Let's look into downloading the client.
The RS Games client heading level 1. RS Games client. The RS Games client heading level 1. 10 headings and 15 links. Heading level 1. The RS Games client. The RS Games client is a revolutionary game client that allows. Click here to read the RS Games client readme. Visited link.
That is something you need to go into and look at. So in order to look at the documentation, you first go into download, and then there's the readme.
At RS Games link.
You can tweet at RS
Through
Games
if you've link.
Got
bullet
a problem.
Crypto. This can be installed. Easy install. Bullet on the Ubuntu. The packages are Python.
Ooh, that's how to download Linux. I think I just missed something.
The RS Games client heading level 1. The RS Games heading level 2 features.
There's a heading about the features.
List of 9 items. Bullet works on Windows, Linux, and Mac. Bullet 1 software download for all of our multiplayer card and board games. Bullet automatic sound downloading when you choose to play a newly released title. Bullet super quick bug fixes. Since Bullet automatically detects and uses your screen reader or Bullet 1 account allows you to play all of our games. Bullet all errors are logged to a file which you can send to us. Allow Bullet ability to stream .pls files with Control plus D.
Yeah, you can create playlists. So if you have your own music, each game has a little music with it, but if you want to use your own music, you can create a playlist and stream that
bullet first letter navigation and
during your game.
List end. Heading level 2 new features in current version 1.52. Redid network code for major speed increase. Redid protocol parsing for additional speed increase.
I have noticed the games to be a bit faster.
Login music heading level 2 new features and bug fixed in version 1.4.
Okay.
New features and bug fixed in version 1.4 heading level
There's
2.
There's more change log
documentation
information.
Heading level 2.
The documentation is a level 2 heading.
Visited link. Click here to read the RS Games client readme. Please note that the specific documentation for each game, such as Monopoly or Uno, is linked in the RS Games client readme. Please note that many updates we make to the games are posted on our Twitter. Link at RS Games. You may view these updates even if you do not have an account. Heading level 3 Windows. The RS Games client has been tested with Windows XP and later and supports the following screen reader / synthesizers. List of 6 eyes. Bullet JAWS for Windows. Bullet Window Eyes. Bullet System Access and System Access to Go. Bullet NVDA. Bullet Dolphin Supernova Access. Bullet Zappy 5. List end. Heading level 3 Linux.
Linux
Mac OS X heading
and
level
3. Mac?
Tested with 10.50 at red link windows.x. Link mac.dmg.
And there are the download files.
About us. Click here to read the RS Games client readme.
And here's where we go into the readme file.
32 headings and 36 links. Heading RS.
This is best navigated by headings.
Introduction heading level 1.
There's an introduction.
License agreement heading level 1.
License agreement.
New features in version 1.4 heading level 1.
Goes through features in version 1.4. It did not put in the features for version 1.52.
System requirements heading level 1. Windows heading level 2, Linux heading level 2, Mac OS X heading level 2.
All the system requirements.
Client concepts heading level 1. Menus heading level 2.
The menus, the games, when you're in the client, the two types of clients. The web client on the website is pretty much button driven. If you're in the client that you install on your computer, it's menu driven. Up and down arrows get you through the menus.
Checklist heading level 2.
In certain games, such as the game I'll be demonstrating in a little while, there are checkboxes that you can check for different options.
Keyboard commands heading level 2.
And, of course, in the client, you've got some keyboard commands. You can...
Running the client heading level 1. Checking for updates heading level 2. Logging in heading level 2. Auto login heading level 2. The main menu heading level 2.
You can do various things, such as sending private messages... sending messages to individuals or sending messages publicly or chatting to people with whom you're playing a game. Adjusting the volume of the sounds and the music, because like I said, each game has sounds and music. Various other things. You can kick players out of a game if they're annoying you. You can switch games. If you're in a game and you don't want to be there and you want to be in another game. And you can also read through messages and things, and I'll demonstrate how to do all of that when we play our game. So on that note, let's play the game. Okay, so I'm going to check and see if the folks that are going to play with me are in the game. And to do that, the first step is to load the RS Games client that I have installed on my PC.
Menu, search box edit. RS Games Client. Leaving menus. Welcome to the RS Games Client version 1.52. RS Games Client No Game. Please select an option. Log in at Sprite 156.
And the sound is a little annoying and loud, so I'm going to turn it down with F5. Well, no, it's not working. I guess you have to deal with that. I'll turn the computer down then. Because you have several options. You can log in.
Log in with an existing account.
With an existing account, log in as my user ID, Sprite 156, which means it has saved my login info.
Create a new account. Forgot password. Quit. Okay. Create a new account. Forgot to create login.
I'm gonna log in.
Login as Sprite1.
As me.
Welcome to the RS Games server. Please follow at RS Games on Twitter for real time updates as we fix bugs and make enhancements to the games. That's at RS_games. You can now also like our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RSGames1 to receive these updates. April 13th, 2012. RS Games shut.
And it gives you some updates.
You know, Monopoly.
And you've got a menu here with game choices.
Monopoly. You know, Blackjack. Yahtzee. 1000 miles. Battleship. Shut the box. Apples to apples. Change password. Change username. Quiz. Quit. Change Apple.
Those
back
are
one,
all
yacht,
the choices.
Uno, Monopoly, Uno, flat yacht, 1000 Yahtzee.
And I'm going to go into a Yahtzee game.
Message of the day. Welcome to Yahtzee, a new and exciting title.
Okay. Here we've got some music. You hear the music, a little bit of music. And you can turn it up with F6. This turns up the music and game sounds. I'm sorry, you can turn up the music itself with F4. Turn it down with F3. See? No more music. It's gone. And game sounds are F5 and F6, respectively. F6 turns them up. F5 turns them down. So I have turned down the music. Now, I wonder if my two players, Aiden and Missy Hoppy, are in here.
Mindsoftware.com. We create.
Okay. Did you hear that little ting? That's an advertisement. And I hit control so that Jaws would stop reading the advertisement. If I want the advertisement emailed to me, I can hit control W and it will do that. And just for kicks, control W.
A copy of the Blind Software advertisement has been sent to your registered email address. New game. Chris Bickard has left the server.
And it will tell you when people enter and leave the server itself. But how do I know who is online at the present? I will hit W.
There are 5 players in a game. They are Leonora, 1020, Gookadol, Saritra, and Linfoltrado. There are 3 players waiting for a game. They are Sprite 156, with Mipai and Elfrail.
Well, there's one of our players here. Aiden is not here yet, but Mitme_Pi, which is Missy Hoppy, is here. So I'm going to send her a message to ask her, sending her a private message to ask her if she is ready to play the game.
Join game. New game.
And I haven't yet created a game, but the options here are, you know, once you've entered into a game, the options are new game.
Join game. List games. New scoreboards. Polls. Switch game. Force re-download of sounds. Quit.
So if there are polls, you can vote on them. You can look at scoreboards and all this. You can join a game. New game. I'm going to send her a message, like I said, and then I'm going
to
create a new game.
Pick a user to send a private message to, plus Azerbaijan on Uno.
How did I do that? Well, I hit F8, and it brings up a list of folks that you can send private messages to.
At Boom 1990 on Uno. Opgirl on 1,000 miles.
And it tells you who's playing what game.
Alegna on Uno. Alexa on 1,000 miles. Alyssa G on Uno. Alone Boy on Uno. Amazon on Uno. April Jewel on Uno. Arshi on Uno. Arthur Korderach on Uno. Asad Prince on Uno.
Lots
Matt Cat on 1,000. Fatal Girl on 1,000 miles. Basafa on Uno, Lindsay on Uno, Boom Boom on Uno.
Just to go.
Maria on Uno, Maven on 1,000 on Uno, with Mipai on Yahtzee.
Okay, she's there. So I'm going to send her a message.
Plus Azerbaijan on Uno.
Whoops, my
at
bad.
1990 on Maria on Uno, Maven on 1,000 miles, Megan on Uno, with Mipai on Yahtzee.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter the message you want to send. Enter the message you want to send. Dialogue, edit. T. Space, E, space. Space, space, here, E. Go. PM of them now creating.
I sent her a message telling her that I want to join, and it was sent.
Join game. New game.
And I'm going to create a new game.
Would you like this game to be private? Yes.
Yes.
Please then enter a password for.
And I'm going to enter a password.
The game is now set to private. Players will need to enter the password to join. Game created. Please wait for players to join your game. Press enter when you are ready to start. Miss Mipai has joined the game.
Hear that? Poof! She joined the game.
Gold Wave, Untitled 1.
So we've got one player who has joined. So I'm going to actually add a bot. So we've got three players. To add a bot, just press B.
You have added bot Scotty.
And I could remove the bot at any point by pressing R. Now, if I press Tab, I get a message.
There are three players in this game. They are Sprite 156, with me, Pi, and Scotty. The game master is Sprite 156. There are one bots. They are Scotty.
All right. And I'm going to start the game by pressing Enter. Simple as that.
The game is starting. We roll the dice to determine who goes first. He rolls a die with a total of 14. Mit Mipi rolls the die with a total of 20. Scotty rolls the die with a total of 12. Here is the order of turns. Mit Mipi, Sprite 1.
Whoops. Sorry about that. All right. So it's Missy Hoppy's turn. And I think we're waiting on her to roll the dice.
PM from Mit Mipi. Technically, we don't need the bot, but that's cool. I'm just happy Wi-Fi here is cooperating.
And she sent me a
Mit
message.
Mipi roll 5 dice. 1, 3, 3, 5, and 5. Mit Mipi chooses to keep 5 and 5 and re-roll 1, 3, and 3. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 3 dice. 2, 4, and 6. Mit Mipi chooses to keep 4, 5, and 6 and re-roll 2 and 5. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 2 dice. 1 and 2. Mit Mipi chooses to score in the chance section with a score of 18, making a total score of 18. It is your turn. Roll dice.
Now, the sounds are a little bit loud. So how do I lower them? I hit F5. Actually, I pressed and held F5 to turn them down. And I chose this game for a specific reason. There aren't that many rules that you have to memorize. Basically, what you've got is you've got a menu of options. You will be presented with a list of dice you wish to keep or not. That's a list of checkboxes. And you will be presented, after you decide which ones you want to keep, with a scorecard that tells you which how much you would score in each of the choices. So I'm going to
end turn, roll dice. End turn, score current dice. Look at scorecard. Leave game.
Look those at are the options. I'm going to roll my dice.
You roll 5.
Okay, what do I have? 5 dice.
1, 2, 2, 3, 6. 6, 3, 2, 2, 1.
I'm going to
check, 2, check, 3, check.
Since it's your goal is to score the highest number of
you
points
to keep
possible.
Six and re-roll 1, 2, 2, and 3. It is your turn. Roll. You roll 4 dice. 1, 1, 6, and 6. Please check which die
Ooh.
You would like to re-roll. Check
now I've got some
one.
Possibilities here.
1, 6, 6, 6.
And I'm going to choose to keep all the dice because I can either score 6s, 3 of a kind, or full house. Let's
you
see.
To keep all the dice. Please pick an option
what
to
my
score
options
one,
are.
Two.
I could score 1s.
2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, score 6s, score 18.
I'd get 2 for 1s, 18 for 6.
3 of a kind, score 20.
I could get that.
4 of a kind, score 0, full house, score 25.
And I could get that
small straight,
for full
score
house.
Zero, large straight, score 0, yahtzee, score 0, large, full house, score 25.
So I'm going to go with the highest.
The score the full
there we go.
With a score of 25, making Ching. A total score of 25. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice.
Turn.
2, 4, 4, 5, and 6. Scotty chooses to keep 4 and 4 and re-roll 2, 5, and 6.
And technically, of course,
rolls 3 dice, 1, 4, and 5.
We don't need the bot, but it was just
Scotty chooses to keep 4, 4, and 4 and re-roll 1 and 5.
To demonstrate how to add and remove bots was the reason I asked.
Scotty rolls
2
dice,
3
and
4.
Scotty chooses to score in the 3 of a kind section with a score of 19, making a total score of 19. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 5 dice, 2, 3, 5, 5, and 6. Mit Mipi chooses to keep 5 and 5 and re-roll 2, 3, and 6. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 3 dice, 1, 3, and 6. Mit Mipi
there
chooses to
go.
Keep 5 and 5 and re-roll 1, 3, and 6. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 3 dice, 2, 3, and 6. Mit Mipi chooses to score in the 1 section with a score of 0, making a total score of 18. It is your turn. Roll dice, dice. You roll 5 dice, 1, 3, 3, 4, and 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check none to keep all 1.
Or R is supposed to remove the bot, but apparently it didn't.
1, 3, 4, 6.
I've got
4, 3, 3, 1. Check, 3, check, 3, check, 4, check. You choose. You roll 4 dice. 1, 2, 4, and 6. Please check which 1, check, 2, check, 4, check. You choose. You roll 3 dice. 1, 6, and 6. Please pick an option to score.
Ooh.
1, score 1, 2, score 0, 3, score 4,
I've
score
got
0.
4 of a kind.
5, score 0, 6, score 20. 3 of a kind, score 25. 4 of a kind, score 25. 3 of a kind, score 25. You choose to score the 3 of a kind section
oh,
with a score of 25,
I should have
making a total score
of 4
50.
Of a kind,
turn.
I
Scotty rolls 5
did
dice.
Not
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Put the arrow key down.
Keep all the dice. Scotty chooses to score the large straight section with a score of 40, making a total score of 59. It is Mit Mipi's turn. Mit Mipi rolls 5 dice. 1, 2, 4, 4, and 6. Mit Mipi chooses to
I
keep
just
4,
discovered
4,
something.
And 4 and
I don't think
3.
You can remove
Mipi
a bot in the middle of a game.
Mit Mipi chooses to score the 4 section with a score of 12, making a total score of 30. It is your turn. Roll dice. You roll 5 dice, 2, 3, 4, 4, and 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check 2, 3, 4, 4, check. You choose. You roll one dice. 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check none to keep 2. 3. 4. 6. Checked. You choose to... You roll one dice. 2. Please pick an option to score. 1. Score 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 4 of 8 smalls, large, Yahtzee, chance, score 17. You choose to score in the chance section with a score of 17, making a total score of 67. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 5 and 5 and re-roll. 1, 2, and 4. Scotty rolls 3 dice. 2, 3, and 4. Scotty chooses to keep 2, 3, and 4 and re-roll 5 and 5. Scotty rolls 2 dice, 3 and 5. Scotty chooses to score in the small straight section with a score of 30, making a total score of 89. This is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 5 dice, 2, 3, 3, 3, and 6. MidMePie chooses to keep 3, 3, and 3 and re-roll 2 and 6. This is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 2 dice, 2 and 3. MidMePie chooses to keep 3, 3, 3, and 3 and re-roll 2. This is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 1 dice, 1. MidMePie chooses to score in the 3 section with a score of 12, making a total score of 42. This is your turn. Roll dice.
One thing I want to mention, if I want to send a message to all the players in the game, I could, of course, do F8 and send it to one person at a time, private message, but I can also hit F2 and chat with the players in this game. Of course, one's a bot, so there's really not much of a point, but I could send a message to everybody all at once telling them, you know, let's switch a game, let's do this, let's do that. If I want to switch games in the middle, stop this game, and switch to another game, I would hit F7, and it will bring up a list of games. Uno, Battleship, 1,000 Miles, that kind of thing. And I could switch to them. So, what if I want to look at scores in this particular game? Who's got what score? I can hit an S.
Scotty has a score of 89. You have a score of 67. MidMePie has a score of 42. Roll dice.
Now, what if I want to look at my scorecard to see what is left for me to score?
End turns. Look at score. Leave game. Look at scorecard. MidMePie. Strike 156.
It gives you choices.
Scotty, strike 156 is scorecard. 1s empty, 2s empty, 3s empty, 4s empty, 5s empty, 6s empty, 3 of a kind, 25, 4 of a kind, empty, full house, 25, small straight, empty, large straight, empty, Yahtzee, empty, chance, 17. Strike 156 has a total score of 67. It is your turn. Roll dice.
And it takes you back to roll. And I can
roll
hit
dice.
R
roll
to roll
dice.
The dice.
1, 2, 2, 3, and 4. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check not 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2.
I have a small
check.
Straight, so I'll just
1,
roll
2,
the 2.
3, and 4 and re-roll 2. You roll 1 dice, 3. Please check which die. 2. 3, 3.
Got 2,
check.
3.
You choose to
so...
keep 1, 2, 3, and 4 and re-roll 3. This is your turn. Roll. You roll 1 dice. 6. Please pick an option to score 1.
Well, I got a small
2,
straight.
3, 4, 5, 6 is 4 of a small straight. Score 30. You choose to score the small straight
go.
Section with a score of 30, making a total score of 97. This is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice. 1, 2, 3, 6, and 6. Scotty chooses to keep 6 and 6 and re-roll 1, 2, and 3. Scotty rolls 3 dice. 4, 5, and 6. Scotty chooses to keep 6, 6, and 6 and re-roll 4 and 5. Scotty rolls 2 dice, 2 and 5. Scotty chooses to score in the chance section with a score of 25, making a total score of 114. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 5 dice, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. MidMePie chooses to keep 1, 2, 3, and 4 and re-roll 6. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 1 dice, 4. MidMePie chooses to keep 1, 2, 3, and 4 and re-roll 4. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 1 dice, 2. MidMePie chooses to score in the small straight section with a score of 30.
The game is now much faster than Jaws,
turn.
At the speed I've got Jaws at.
Would you like to allow players to kick idle players out of the game? Yes. You decide that idle or disconnected players cannot be kicked from the game. Roll dice.
Okay, that's an option I wanted to talk with you about. If you want to kick people out of the game who aren't playing or who have been disconnected, you can hit F9, and the game master has this option to kick out players who aren't really contributing anything. I'm going to roll
you
the
roll
dice.
Dice. 1, 1, 1, 4, and 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check none to keep all. 1. 1, 1, 4, check, 6, check. You choose to... You roll 2 dice, 4 and 6. Please check which die... 1, 4, check, 6, check. You choose it as your turn. You roll 2 dice, 1 and 3. Please pick an option to score 1,
I'm
score
going
4.
To score 1s.
You choose to score in the 1 section with a score of 4, making a total score of 101. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice, 2, 2, 2, 3, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 2, 2, and 2 and re-roll 3 and 5. Scotty rolls 2 dice, 2 and 4. Scotty chooses to keep 2, 2, 2, and 2 and re-roll 4. Scotty rolls 1 dice, 3. Scotty chooses to score in the 4 of 8 kind section with a score of 11, making a total score of 125. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 5 dice, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4. MidMePie chooses to keep 1, 2, 3, and 4 and re-roll 4. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls 1 dice, 5. MidMePie chooses to keep all the dice. MidMePie chooses to score in the large straight. You roll 5
my
dice,
turn?
2, 4, 5, 5, and 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check none to keep all. 2,
let's see.
2. Checked, 4, check, 5. 5, 6, checked.
Roll
you choose
these two.
You roll 3 dice.
Three.
1, 2, and 3. Please check which die you want. 1, 2, 3, 5. Checked.
You take a risk.
You roll one dice. One. Please pick an option to score. Two. Score two.
Didn't work.
Three. Score three. Four. Score zero.
I'm going to score two. I was trying to see if I could roll a...
Scotty rolls five dice. One, one, two, four, and five.
Straight.
Scotty chooses to keep five and re-roll. One, one, two, and four. Scotty rolls four dice. One, one, three, and three. Scotty chooses to keep three and re-roll. One, one, and five. Scotty rolls three dice. Two, six, and six. Scotty chooses to score the sixes section with a score of 12, making a total score of 137. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls five dice. Two, three, three, four, and five. MidMePie chooses to keep five and re-roll. Two, three, three, and four. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls four dice. One, one, three, and three. MidMePie chooses to keep one, one, three, and three and re-roll. Five. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls one dice. Five. MidMePie chooses to score the three. You roll five dice. Three, three, four, five, and five. Please check which dice. Three, check. Three, check. Four, checked. You choose. You roll three dice. One, two, and two. Please check which die you want. One, check. Two, check. Two, check. You choose. You roll three dice. One, five, and six. Please pick an option to score.
Okay.
Three, score Z fours, score Z fives, score 15 sixes, score six, four of a kind, score zero, six, five, score 15. You choose to score the five section with a score of 15, making a total score of 118. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls five dice. One, three, four, six, and six. Scotty chooses to keep six and six and re-roll. One, three, and four. Scotty. Twitter, book orders, session Muton, global Muton. Scotty
Oops.
Chooses to keep six, six, and six and re-roll. Two and five. Scotty rolls two dice, two and six. Scotty chooses to score the two section with a score of two, making a total score of 139. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls five dice. One, one, three, four, and four. MidMePie chooses to keep one, one, four, and four and re-roll. Three. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls one dice. Six. MidMePie chooses to keep one, one, four, and four and re-roll. Six. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls one dice. Two. MidMePie chooses to score the four of a kind. Roll dice. You roll five dice. One, two, three, four, and six. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check none to keep all. One, two, three, four, six, six, six. Checked. You choose to keep one, two, three, and four. You roll one dice. Six. Please. Three, four, six. Checked. You choose. You roll one dice. Two. Please pick an option. To six at four of a kind. Score zero. Large straight. Score zero. Yahtzee,
I
score
took
zero.
A risk.
Large
and
four,
as
six,
usual,
four, score four.
It didn't pan out.
You choose to score the four section with a score of four, making a total score of 122. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls five dice. One, two, two, five, and five. Scotty chooses to keep five and five and re-roll. One, two, and two. Scotty rolls three dice. Two, five, and six. Scotty chooses to keep five, five, and five and re-roll. Two and six. Scotty rolls two dice. One and four. Scotty chooses to score the five section with a score of 15, making a total score of 154. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls five dice. Three, four, 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 and five. MidMePie chooses to keep four, four, and four and re-roll. Three and five. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls two dice. Three and four. MidMePie chooses to keep four, 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 and four and re-roll. Three. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls one dice. Three. MidMePie chooses to score the full house section. Oh. You roll five dice. Three, four, five, five, and six. Please check which die you would like. Three. Four. Five. Five. Checked. You choose to. You roll one dice. Four. Please check with the. Four. Four. Checked. You choose to. You roll one dice. Three. Please pick an option to score. Three. Score six. You choose to score the three section with a score of six, making a total score of 128. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls five dice. One, two, five, five, and five. Scotty chooses to keep five, five, and five and re-roll. One and two. Scotty rolls two dice. Three and six. Scotty chooses to keep five, five, and five and re-roll. Three and six. Scotty rolls two dice. One and five. Scotty chooses to score the one section with a score of one, making a total score of 155. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls five dice. One, three, four, four, and five. MidMePie chooses to keep five and re-roll. One, three, four, and four. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls four dice. One, two, four, and six. MidMePie chooses to keep five and re-roll. One, two, four, and six. It is MidMePie's turn. MidMePie rolls four dice. Three, three, four, and six. You roll five dice. One, three, four, five, and five. Please check which dice. One, check. Three, check. Four, check. You choose.
Come on.
You roll three dice.
There
one, two, and three. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check one, check two, check three, check. You choose. You roll three dice. One, five, and six. Please pick an option to score. Sixes, score six. Four of a kind, score zero. Large straight, score zero. Yahtzee, score zero.
I simply
large four of a kind, score zero. Sixes, score six.
Have
you choose
not
the score
much
of the sixes
to
section
score
with a score of six, making
a
total score
of
134. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls
much.
Five dice. Three, 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 four, and six. Scotty chooses to keep three, three, and three and re-roll. Four and six. Scotty rolls two dice, five and five. Scotty chooses to keep all the dice. Scotty chooses to score in the full house section with a score of 25, making a total score of 180. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 5 dice. 1, 4, 5, 5, and 5. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep 5, 5, and 5 and re-roll 1 and 4. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 2 dice. 5 and 5. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep all the dice. Mitt Meepie chooses to score in the 5 section with... You roll 5 dice. 1, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Please check which die you would... 1, 1, checked. You choose it as your turn. You roll 1 dice. 5. Please check which die you would like to re-roll.
I'm gonna keep them all because...
You choose to keep all the dice. Please pick an option to score 4 of 8 large straight. Score 40. You choose to score in the large straight section with a score of 40, making a total score of 174. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice. 2, 3, 4, 4, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 4 and 4 and re-roll 2, 3, and 5. Scotty rolls 3 dice. 1, 2, and 2. Scotty chooses to keep 4 and 4 and re-roll 1, 2, and 2. Scotty rolls 3 dice. 1, 3, and 5. Scotty chooses to score in the 4 section with a score of 8, making a total score of 188. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 5 dice. 1, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep 2 and re-roll 1, 1, 3, and 6. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 4 dice. 4, 6, 6, and 6. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep 6, 6, and 6 and re-roll 2 and 4. It is You roll 5 dice. 1, 1, 2, 4, and 4. Please 1 check, 1 check, 2 check. You choose to You roll 3 dice. 4, 4, and 6. Please check which die you would like to re-roll. Check
I got a 4 of a kind
four,
at least.
4, 4, 6, check.
And if I get another 4,
you choose to keep 4, 4,
I would
4,
get...
and 4 and re-roll 6. It is your turn. Roll
Yahtzee.
Dice. You roll 1 dice. 1. Please pick an option to score. Yahtzee, score
but I did
four of
get
kind.
4 of a kind.
You choose to score the 4 of a kind section with a score of 17, making a total score of 191. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice. 1, 2, 2, 4, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 5 and re-roll 1, 2, 2, and 4. Scotty rolls 4 dice. 2, 2, 4, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 5 and 5 and re-roll 2, 2, and 4. Scotty rolls 3 dice. 3, 3, and 5. Scotty chooses to score the 3 section with a score of 6, making a total score of 194. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 5 dice. 1, 1, 1, 4, and 6. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep nothing and re-roll 1, 1, 1, 4, and 6. It is Mitt Meepie's turn. Mitt Meepie rolls 5 dice. 1, 1, 2, 5, and 6. Mitt Meepie chooses to keep 2 and re-roll 1, 1, 5. You roll 5 dice. 1, 2, 2, 2, and 5. 1, check. 2, 2, 2. 5, check. You choose. You roll 2 dice. 1 and 5. Please check which die you would like. 1, check. 2, 2, 2, 5, check. You choose. You roll 2 dice, 1 and 4. Please pick an option to score. Yahtzee, score 0. You choose to score the Yahtzee section with a score of 0, making a total score of 191. It is Scotty's turn. Scotty rolls 5 dice, 1, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Scotty chooses to keep 5 and re-roll 1, 1, 2, and 4. Scotty rolls 4 dice, 1, 4, 6, and 6. Scotty chooses to keep 6 and 6 and re-roll 1, 4, and 5. Scotty rolls 3 dice, 1, 2, and 4. Scotty chooses to score in the Yahtzee section with a score of 0, making a total score of 194. Mitt Meepie gets a score bonus of 35 for having 73 in the upper section. Mitt Meepie wins the game with a total of 196. This is her 740th win.
And so that is how you play it. There are, as you heard, some ways in which you can get bonus points for this game. And so that's excellent. And that is the game. So thank you for listening to us.
Would you like to receive a transcript of this game by email? Yes.
Aha! I had babbled until it asked that question, because you can get transcripts of the game sent to your email box.
PM from Mitt Meepie. Wow, that was unexpected. I was sure Scotty would win.
And you can get transcripts, and it's, of course, a verbatim transcript of everything that the game says. So you can do that. But I don't want that. I'm going to hit no.
Select an option from the main menu. New game.
And it takes you back to the main menu. So that is RS Games. That's a very simplified explanation of what happens. For more rules about the game and various documentation, go to rsgames.org. And thank you very much for listening to this democast. I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.